We're now 14 days into the nationwide lockdown, a time when a trip to the supermarket is the biggest event of the week. And the daily briefing with Dr. Ashley Bloomfield and co. is a central part of many people's days. It surely is. Now, we've been staying in touch with residents on One Street, Allendale Road and Auckland's Mount Albert to try and get an idea of how ordinary Kiwis are getting on. Last time, Jace's dad was crook, Judy was having a tough time but knitting up a storm, and Roger and Linda Davies were having drinks with their daughter either side of the front door. Whatever will happen next on Isolation Street, Matthew Tunison reports.
The last time we hit the phones on Allendale Road, almost everyone was more than happy to go along with this little story idea. Yesterday, though, not so much. Many people were still in bed when we called and none too keen to chat. Others seemed a bit grumpy as the novelty of living in isolation wears off. Fair enough. But luckily for us, Diane is always up for a chat. She's starting to feel the grind of lockdown and is hoping that the number of new COVID-19 cases in New Zealand continues to drop.
I'd have to admit to not being all that busy, being a bit lazy, really. We're certainly watching more television, and of course the 1 o'clock news, we always make sure we listen to that.
Does Dr. Ashley Bloomfield feel like a close personal friend now?
Not exactly, but very interested in what he has to say.
Rob LaHood has a fascinating project to get stuck into during isolation.
My father was a prisoner of war, and I've researched what happened, and they went on a march from eastern Poland to Berlin in the last 6 months of the war. They were force marched.
Like many of us, Tina Payne is struggling to maintain a healthy lifestyle at the moment.
We're probably doing more baking, a bit of eating, more eating, and probably not as good on our exercise as we used to be.
But I think it's all right if we put on a few pounds for the next few weeks, right?
Well, I thought it was going to be the opposite when they first said lockdown.
Roger Davies and his wife were only allowed to go for walks or to the supermarket from yesterday, having arrived home from Australia a few days prior to the lockdown. Walks are all well and good, but still.
But the hardest part is it's such lovely weather, and I love fishing and can't get out fishing. I've got a boat and things, so it's just sitting here. I look at it every day thinking, bugger.
Like everyone, he's worried about an uncertain future for the country.
New Zealand has done a pretty good job. And at least we'd made a decision and jumped in early. But yeah, it's the fallout for the small businesses, which probably worries me the most.
Barbara Plant is the street coordinator for the Mount Albert Community Facebook page and has had a dozen or so people offering their services, but no requests for help.
Yeah, we're all good. We've had a birthday and a wedding anniversary, and so it's all a bit sort of quiet, but our grandchildren live not far away, so they walk past and wave and chat over the fence.
Judy was having a bit of a tough time last week, but she's doing okay now and keeping busy with her knitting and jigsaw puzzles.
You just sort of think, how long will it last, and will we get through without it affecting any of your, family, or and worrying about ones that lose their jobs or on low pay, but we all band together and help one another if we have to.
We'll check back in on Allendale Road in a week or two. Hopefully it won't go on much longer than that. Mō te hōtaka o te atanei, ko Matthew Tunison aho.